Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. This is our opening text in this series of messages on all your things a more excellent way. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. Helpful if I'm in the right chapter. Okay. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. And we start with that point, let all your things be done with what? Charity. And we're doing a series of messages on charity in the Scriptures. And now if you turn to 1 Corinthians 13, 1 Corinthians 13, because so far, I'm not going to give all the definitions. I've gave them 2 weeks in a row. I'll just give you the Legault definition of charity, and that is the love of God flowing through the believer to others, to others. Charity flows from within to without. Amen? Because it flows from the throne of God through the Son of God to the child of God, and to those that God would have them reach. And so that's the definition we've used for charity. And from the law first mentioned that we started with in our series in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, and this is the law first mentioned, and it says, now touching things offered unto idols, we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, and charity edifieth. Again, knowledge puffs you up, and charity builds up. And we spent time looking at that. We won't continue any farther with that situation. But it says there, and if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. Tied with that charity. Tied with that charity. It's known of him. And that brings us to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and actually verse 31, and it says, but covet earnestly, this is 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 31, covet earnestly the best gifts, yet I show you a more excellent way. And then we've spent time looking at that excellent way, which is a discussion of charity. And I will not go spend the time to repeat back over verse 1. I just want you to know that if you don't have charity, you're just making a lot of noise. And if you think you have knowledge and prophecy and understand mysteries and all knowledge, and you have faith, but you have charity, you're nothing. And though you can bestow all your goods to feed the poor, you give it all away, and though you give your body to be burned and have not charity, it profits you nothing. And then we looked at charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked. We spent time with that last week also. And thinketh no evil. And we spent time looking at each one of those things that are an attribute of charity and how it applies in our lives and what ought to be seen in us. Okay? Because man looketh on the outward appearance, but God, the Lord, looketh upon the heart. Remember I said it starts from the inside, and it should show up on the outside. Amen? And so that brings us to tonight. Okay? And we're with our study in a more excellent way. We're going to be looking at verse 6 to start. And it says here, charity, I'm just putting charity in there because that's what it's speaking about, rejoices not in iniquity. Rejoices not in iniquity. You say, who would rejoice in iniquity? A lost and dying world does. We live in a day and age where evil is called good. They want it to be normal. And good is called evil. And unsaved men do this all the time. If you'll turn to Romans chapter 1, okay, Romans chapter 1, it hasn't changed. God is the same, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our God changeth not. The natural man doesn't change. Satan's weapons and Satan doesn't change. He's the father over the children of pride. And when we make it about me and not about God, that's the way of the world. It's the way of the world. Now it says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." I was at a funeral, started at 11 o'clock this morning. I wasn't preaching the message. A friend in the ministry, a young pastor, Jeremiah Buckland, was preaching. He gave a good, clear gospel presentation. People gave testimony about the Christian walk of Kurt Niemeyer. And there were some lost people there. They had an opportunity to hear, and Kurt wanted them to know. And the offer was given to them. The prayer of salvation was shown unto them. And there was no raising of hands, but it was, if you accepted Christ today as your personal Savior, would you please let the family know? There was a song sung there to touch my heart. I'm not going to talk about that right now. But it was the case of three young women got up and they sang three beautiful hymns and songs. One was, "There is Coming a Day," because that was Kurt Niemeyer's favorite Christian song, "When No Heartache Comes." The gospel was preached. We went to the gravesite. I pointed them to 1 Corinthians 15, "Death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy," or "Sin, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" The sting of death is sin. "But thanks be to God that granteth us the victory in Jesus Christ." I want you to understand. I want you to understand. We can rejoice in the Lord. They rejoice not in the gospel. And it says there that, you know, to the Jew first and also the Greek, "For therein the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, the just shall live by faith." And it goes on, it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, and God showed it unto them." And then he points even to creation. "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead." So they are what? Without excuse. Why? "Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." And it goes on to describe some of how that is, and it's a picture of the world we live in today, because it hasn't changed. When you reject God, you become your God. And then sin will reign in your heart. That's what you have with that. Okay, they reject the truth of God. They reject the testimony of God's creation. And that leads to sin and denial of how God created them. Does that sound like we have a problem today with that? They deny how God created them. Male and female created he them. Now look at verse 28 in that same chapter. It said, "Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind." Okay, it's thinking the wrong things. "To do those things which are not convenient, being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despised, or despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." See, that's how they rejoice in iniquity. It ought not to be said of a child of God that they rejoice in the iniquity of the world. We are to be in the world, but not of the world. And if charity rules and reigns in your heart through Jesus Christ, you will not rejoice in iniquity. You won't. Rejoicing in iniquity, calling evil good and good evil, is the earmark, and I won't go into the passage there, but you can find the same thing in the tribulation. It's spoken of in the book of Hebrews. We were not going there. But I want you to look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. You say, why are you dwelling on this? Because I want you to understand the difference. I want you to understand the need for the charity, the love of God to flow through you. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. See, that's pointing to what? Second coming, to the rapture. That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither in spirit, nor by the word, nor by letter, as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Who is that speaking of? That's the Antichrist, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. It's here. It was there in Paul's time. Only he who now letteth will let him be taken out of the way, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's the earmark of the last days. They rejoice in iniquity. That ought not to be us. It ought not to be us. But that verse doesn't stop there in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says, rejoices not in iniquity. But the rest of the verse says what? It rejoices in what? The truth. Charity rejoices in the truth. Do you rejoice in the truth? Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, giving testimony of his own self, okay? Because he said, Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the what? The truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. They can't come their own way. They must come through Jesus. What should we be lifting up before them then? The truth of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. We need to lift it up. No man comes to the Father but by me. Turn to John chapter 17. This is the high priestly prayer of Jesus Christ and the Father as he's praying to the Father, waiting to be crucified. They're coming to take him. In John 17, let's start at verse 8. And Jesus is praying for his disciples. And he says, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine. That's quite a verse, isn't it? All mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And while I was yet with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture may be fulfilled. That's a different message, the son of perdition. And now, Pastor Kinney has preached some on that, I believe. Okay. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in them, in themselves. I have given them what? Thy word. And the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou should keepest them from evil. Keep them from evil. See, we're in the world, but not of the world. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through what? See, because we're not to rejoice in iniquity, but we're to rejoice in truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That word is truth. And as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might also be sanctified through the... You rejoice in the truth. It sets you apart. It sets you apart, the truth of God's word. Neither pray I for these alone, not for just the disciples, but for them also which believe on me through their word. I got in on it. Have you got in on it? Tonight, are you saved? He'll set you apart through his truth, through his word. That they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. When we rejoice in the truth, it's a testimony to the world of Jesus Christ. The world doesn't understand when the Christian goes through it and doesn't get bitter, doesn't get hard, and seeks to their God. They don't understand it. It's a testimony. It's a testimony unto them. Rejoices in the truth. Amen? Go back to 1 Corinthians 13. See, because you have the living truth, Jesus Christ, and you have the written truth, the Word of God. They're both the Word, aren't they? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. See, it says, charity rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Verse 7 says, beareth all things. Charity does what? Beareth all things. Got a question for you tonight. What will you carry to glorify God and help others come to him? Beareth all things. We won't go to the text to read the whole thing, but it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, if a brother be overtaken in a fault, right? What are you supposed to do in verse 2? If a brother be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, knowing ye yourselves likewise also can be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens. And so fulfill what law? The law of Christ. Beareth all things. You're fulfilling the law of Christ. I don't know about you, but there is a purpose in that. It's a testimony to the world of the charity of God. When it's not about me, and it's about my Savior, and it's about the plight that my fellow believers are in, or a lost person is in, they can see the love of Christ. They can see the love of Christ. It says, beareth all things. It goes on, it says, charity believeth all things. Believeth all things. A A believer believes things that the world looks at and says they are a fool. The believer looks at the things that the world believes and knows that they are a fool. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Okay, and I could be wrong, but I want you to understand, I try to take people at their word. My father was of a generation before him. Their word was to be their bond. They didn't need long contracts. It was a shaking of hands. But when the sin of man and when America started turning away from God, now it became, let me take advantage of you. Let me take advantage of you. Okay, so I want you to know, I believe you should take people at their word, but with this caveat, that you shine the light of God's truth upon the circumstance. Amen? When it says, believeth all things, I've told people before, I believe you. They come to me, they're looking for help, they're saying something's going on, they want me to pray, they want me to show them from Scripture how to get victory over something, and they turn around and they say something. Pastor Keeney and I deal with this all the time, and they tell us something, and I want you to know, I drive people crazy, because I watch the way you speak. I look at the way your eyes move. I look at the way your eyebrow moves. I look at the way your mouth turns. I look at the way your hands move. I look at the way you turn your body. Because I'm profiling you. And I'll tell you, I'll take you at your word. But if you're lying to me, you can make a fool out of me, but you don't make a fool out of Jesus Christ. And he will reveal the truth. See? So I'll take you at your word. I believe you. I believe you. Unless you tell me that you can leap tall buildings in a single bound. Okay. I'll believe you, and then I'll look at it in light of what God says, and then try to use charity to help you. If you're being truthful and you need help, we go back to the first part, beareth all things. Second part, believeth all things. See, John chapter 7 and verse 24, Jesus is speaking, and you don't need to turn there. He says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Turn to Romans. We're coming back to 1 Corinthians 13, but turn to Romans 14. Romans 14. You know what the world believes? The world believes that if you love somebody, you always got to be nice to them. If you're not nice to me, you don't love me. Sometimes, faithful are the wounds of a... You read the way Jesus dealt with people, and he bore their burdens, but he also gave them what? The truth, because he rejoiced in it. He was it, he is it, and he gives it. Romans chapter 14, verse 8. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. If you're saved, it's speaking of you. No, you're not of yourselves. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your what? Body and in your spirit, which are his. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be the Lord, both of the dead and the living. But why dost thou judge thy brother, or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. That goes along with Philippians chapter 2, doesn't it? So then every one of us shall give an account of his neighbor, of his spouse, her spouse, his parents, her parents, her children. No, everyone shall give an account of themselves to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but rather But judge rather this, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Do you see that? If I spend time lying, you know what happens? I'm less likely to believe other people when they're talking to me. Because I judge them by myself. But if we're letting the love of God, charity, flow through us, we'll be able to believe in the light of God's word, take care of our hearts before them, and then bear with them the burdens. Amen? Back in 1 Corinthians 13. See, so tonight we've looked at, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things. Hopeth. We have a hope that the world doesn't understand. We grieve not, as it was said today at the funeral, we grieve not as others which have no hope. Romans chapter 5. Therefore, being justified, verse 1, by faith we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the what? The hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience what? Hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hopeth all things. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you could see it, the world says seeing is believing, and then they change the size of the lens to make the crowd look bigger or smaller, however they want. Right? We're living in the coming of AI. Do not believe everything you see, read, and hear on the internet. It's been manipulated. They write special programs. Do I look at things? Yes. But you know what? They write special programs. I don't understand it. They have things developed so that they can feed me stuff that supports my particular prejudiced point of view. And you think everybody sees that. No. Only the other prejudiced people with my point of view see a lot of that. Somebody who has the contrary point of view, they show them other stuff. Okay? Guess what, people? Donald J. Trump is not the Antichrist. And he's not the Savior. And he's not our hope. Amen? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the... It brings us back to that looking at things in the light of what God says. Romans 15 and verse 13 says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Isn't that what faith is? Believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost. Back in 1 Corinthians 13, and the last point tonight. You didn't think I was going to get there, did you? Charity endureth all things. See, it beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. The Christian ought to be able to put up with something the world can't handle. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. 2 Timothy chapter 2, and I know the context of this, but I want you to think about it here for a minute. 2 Timothy 2, Paul's writing to his preacher boy Timothy, who's pastoring. It's the second epistle. He's waiting to be crucified. Okay? And it says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Your strength is found where? In the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. I don't want the DeFerios to leave. But I want the fulfillment of that passage. So guess what? That's why God's called them. Amen? To faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Then it says, thou therefore what? Endure hardness, endureth all things, is a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth, it's a spiritual battle, entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. It doesn't mean that you don't have to go through the affairs of this life, because you're in this world. You just don't get entangled by them. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not what? Entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Endure hardness. Turn to 1 Peter 4, and we'll be done. 1 Peter 4, and we're done for tonight. 1 Peter 4, verse 1 says, for as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the what? The will of God. If charity is flowing through you, you will live according to God's will. Jesus said, not my will, but thine be done. Now look at verse 12, the same chapter. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial that is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, whining are ye. Is that what it says? No, it says, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, as a busybody in other men's matters, the world's way. Right? Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Charity beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. And all God's people said, amen. Good night and God bless.